Once a country led. Once a
country led.
To the butcher. To the
butcher.
And he met his dad.
And he was a butcher. I wanna escape
to the movies. Concise movie reviews.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the Concise Movie Reviews podcast, the companion to the Concise Movie Reviews website. Today's episode is all about the hit film Star Wars: A New Hope, and here with me today is special guest Caleb.
Caleb Gammon.
Caleb Gammon. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Well, let's just launch right into the first segment on the show, which is called Unpacking the Review. I believe you can see the show review.
Yeah, that's right. And it says, "This is not my favourite Star Wars movie."
Yeah.
That's a direct quote of the review.
Yeah.
So, my question is, what is, if obviously, first, right off the bat, what is your favourite Star Wars movie?
It's not this one. I can tell you that right now.
I kind of gathered that, actually, from the review already.
Yeah. Well, my favourite Star Wars movie is The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's my favourite Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that's an interesting pick.
It has a lot of features that this movie does not have.
Yeah, it's basically this movie, but done better.
It is, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
People have said that it was just like that.
Yeah. Well, people usually say that, you know, it's this, but not this, so it's bad. But it is this.
But better.
But better than this.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what do you think, maybe sort of going beyond this review?
Deeper into the review?
Deeper into the review.
Okay. Obviously, the grammar is proper. Everything's capitalized as it should be.
Full stop
at the end.
Mm.
Pretty simple sort of clause. Star Wars doesn't have the trademark symbol.
Alright, we don't need to get into the legal jargon. Let's move on to the next segment.
Fears on the street!
Are there any handsome people in Star Wars: A New Hope?
Yeah.
Who?
Is that a new one?
Hello, what do you think of the movie Star Wars 4, A New Hope?
Is that the one where they're on the beach at the end?
No.
Oh. Have I seen it?
Yes.
What happens?
Well, Princess Leia is there, Han Solo,
oh, Chewbacca. Oh, an old one. I like Chewbacca.
Do you like it?
Maybe, I guess.
Hello, what do you think about the movies Star Wars: A New Hope?
The movies Star Wars: A New Hope?
No, it's just one movie.
I thought you said movies.
The next segment is, of course, our interview with our special guest this week. Our guest is Caleb Gammon. Welcome to the show, Caleb.
Hi, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. My first question for you is, do you think Star Wars is good?
Yeah.
Do you think it's always good?
No. No.
Do you think this is a good Star Wars?
This one that we're talking about?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, it's above average on the Star Wars
bell curve.
Yeah.
All right. So, what would be immediately above and immediately below it?
For me, I think immediately above is probably The Force Awakens. Actually, Force Awakens is in my top though.
Oh.
Immediately below, Revenge of the Sith.
Oh. And how do you think this film compares with Revenge of the Sith, specifically in terms of lighting? What's better about the lighting in this film?
Okay, so the benefits of lighting in this film, obviously a lot of shot was on location.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, Revenge of the Sith, they go outside and it's, uh-oh, it looks like it's on a stage. It's being shot on a stage because it is.
So you think there's too much lighting in Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, it's too bright for me. I can't,
You can't deal with it visually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. My next question for you is obviously the first thing everybody thinks of when they think of Star Wars, the first one, A New Hope. What do you think is hopeful about it? What are they hoping for?
I think they're hoping for more Death Stars.
So you're taking... Who do you think is the protagonist of the film?
It's Ponda Baba. You know the guy who Obi-Wan chops off his arm? Like, he doesn't like you guy? Not the guy saying that, but the guy who he's pointing to.
So for him, do you think what he wanted was he was hoping for more Death Stars?
Yeah, he just thought they were cool.
I mean, they are, aren't they? That's why they just keep making them.
Yeah,
they're very cool.
They don't really serve any purpose, because they're about to serve a purpose, and then they blow up. But it's cool that they're there, and that's the main thing.
Do you think it's good for the construction industry? Because they have to keep building more.
Huge, huge. And, I mean, primarily great for the Empire's street cred.
Exactly. And that's all we need to say about that. It's time for the next segment, where we discuss news about the movie Star Wars. A New Hope. You may be excited to know that the New Zealand instrument players, they're going to play their instruments while they play the movie of Star Wars.
While they're watching the movie.
Yeah, and you can watch it too. You can buy a ticket.
Right.
That's an event that's coming up. Will you be attending?
No, I will not.
Why is that?
Because I think it's wrong what they're doing.
Oh, you think the music should be sort of contained behind a barrier of distance.
Look, if they want to watch a movie and play along, they can do that at home.
You think it's childlike to want to share that with other people?
Yeah, I think it's erroneous and foolish.
It is, isn't it? It's just classic child pageantry, piano recital nonsense.
Yeah, no, it's a waste of perfectly good Star Wars watching.
Enough said. And now it's time for the final segment of the show.
Wow.
Which is, of course, wine pairings. So what do you think is the best wine that captures the energy of Star Wars A New Hope? All right, let me hit you with this. What would be the worst wine to drink while watching Star Wars A New Hope?
To drink?
Yeah. Or to have near you.
Yeah, I think the worst wine to be in your vicinity while watching Star Wars A New Hope would be a rosé. The reason for that is layered and complex, but because...
Explain it to us.
Well, I will, because obviously in written form, it spells Rose, who of course was the weakest of the latest introductions to the Star Wars.
Right.
So it might remind you.
It might, yeah. And I guess that movie that she was in.
Yeah.
It's not this movie, but it is similar to it.
Yeah, and you might feel worse about watching this movie if you even thought about that other movie.
That's true. All right, what's your next reason?
Because it might get in the way.
Right. Like if you put the wine glass...
Yeah, if you held it sort of like in front of you, that could...
It would block you visually.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Great. That's so good. So avoid rosé when you're watching the movie Star Wars A New Hope. And you're sure to have a fine time. Not the best time you could have, but it'll be all right. It's pretty good. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all we have time for. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much, Caleb Gammon, for being here today.
Thanks.
And goodbye. Bye. You may not be asked back to the show with that kind of attitude going on.